because of people like our sister Evans, who would have died of this tumor and gone blind, but now is healed just because she had faith in the God that was working in this picture. Spirit. That's it. Last night we were all night in council, and it was a beautiful time. My heart was aching for a young woman that had come into the church. I didn't know what to do except mind the inner voice, but in the inside, my natural mind said, oh dear, fight the system, but I didn't. I listened to the spiritual voice as I always do. She was guilty of crimes, not being in the fellowship, not under the umbrella of this holy teaching. She had been guilty of all kinds of crimes. And it was either flee because they were after her, flee or to turn herself in. So we debated till the wee hours of the morning. And she came to the conclusion she would turn herself in. We took her babies, promised to rear them, promised, of course, to be in the court, promised to get her out, said, I don't want any bail. Said, you didn't take bail when they oppressed your black brothers. You didn't take bail. You said you wouldn't take it. And you stood up for them and demanded their liberty and got it. She said, I'm going to go in and face whatever it is. And as they came and handcuffed her, she said, this is unusual. We said, these officers, when they were touched, they were white. They didn't know what to do with this. Said, we, this is unusual. We've never had anybody turn themselves in. We want to arrest you of your rights. Said, no need to do this. Said, you have a right to an attorney? Said, there's one sitting by me. The officer said, you know what you say to an attorney and what you say to a preacher is privileged. You don't have to give testimony. Said, I know that. Said, but they've taught me, I'm just using, paraphrasing, but she said, they've taught me what's right, and I'm going. She said, well, it's unusual. She said, I wouldn't go if it hadn't been for them. And I want you to know, they took her down and they booked her, and because of this kind of life, they turned her loose. Where is she? Come. She's back with her babies. God Almighty, God! Come down. Back with her babies today. They arrested her at 3 o'clock this morning, and they turned her loose and said, go back to the church at 4. Right here she is, up on the front. She said that in this, the report I understand was they praised the church and praised this action and let her go. And she had, well, she had enough crimes to put away for years. But my God Almighty! There she is. Just take a look at her, waving her hand at you now. Good God. Good God, right here, right there. Good God. It's a good day. It's a good day. I said, yes, you heard me right. They used to book her. They booked her. They went through the process and all that. But they released her after they'd done that. You never heard tell of it in all your life. Tell of it in all your life. No, you never did. She'd forged hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars of checks. But they let her go! Some man had used her, got her intoxicated, used her, had her mind completely gone until she was taking the money. But she didn't even give that side of the story. She just opened up her heart and did what the Spirit said to me inside to do. And I said, you won't suffer loss. And I said, you'll influence officers. Yes. You'll influence people. And before an hour was gone, they were praising the church down in the main jail. God Almighty. Spirit of God. Holy, holy, holy. In the twinkling of an eye. Today, the dead. Oh, yes. Oh, that's all we are doing. because everything's dead in this PA system, or that it was dead until I grasped forth in a desperate act of faith here. My natural mind doesn't tell me to do this, but my spiritual mind tells me to grab a microphone, and I do what I'm told. And I also hear something else, because we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let this happen. Keep your stand where you are. Spirit, mind of God, truth. Wilson, Stella Wilson. Stella Wilson. Who is that? All right. Hands clasped. Faith. Without works is dead. Keep your hands clasped. You were born on the 19th day of January.
Yes, I was.
All right. Hands clasped. Do you believe, all of you now, we've got to do, we're in troubled waters to begin with someone that is crippled. Uh-huh. In a wheelchair? Hands clasped. It's not where my natural mind would go to start, but I'm glad the natural mind isn't the thing that leads us. Hands clasp again till you feel love like your own mother, your own father, or your own sister, or if it was an auntie, or if it was a next door neighbor. If you didn't like your father, your mother, get somebody in your visualization that you like. You've had two children, two daughters.
That's right.
One of them suffocated as an infant after having a bad seizure.
Yes, she did.
You felt so bad because you couldn't get anyone to come to you, your church, no one assisted you.
You're all alone.
The child, you felt that you had been responsible for the child.
That's right.
Losing its life.
That's right.
Your other daughter, Leola Palmer.
Leola, yeah.
Lives in this area, in Los Angeles. She has six children.
Yes.
I'm going to send a cloth with you, which will take care of little Nina. This little healer of that dreaded disease that we know as sickle cell anemia. Hands clasped.
Thank you, Jesus.
To build your faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank whoever you wish. If you wish to thank Jesus, as long as you don't have a segregationist Jesus. I thought when some were praising Jesus, it's terrible to know that you have to know what kind of Jesus you're following. Because there are many Jesuses. I looked at this television today, and all white audiences teaching people to hate black right on this television, and they were doing it in the name of Jesus. That's why you better have a living, real, righteous, and holy Jesus that teaches equality, that will cause you, like Brother Crane says, to go down into the ghettos, down where they're in the gap, in the hedge, in the highways, in the hedges, where there's no one to help them, but will take in all colors of the rainbow and serve all people. There are many Jesuses. I don't require that you see Jesus in me, as long as you see the right kind of a Jesus. A Jesus that loved the whole world. A Jesus that fought against the establishment. A Jesus that took on the system and refused to be involved in war or capitalism. That said the people must be free. He said to go into the prisons, into the highways, and go into the stranger and receive them, clothe the naked. That was the law of the prophets through Jesus. That was the demarcation line that he set in the day of judgment. He said, I was hungry, and he wasn't personally hungry, but he said, in that any black or Indian or poor white was hungry, he said, there go I hungry. He said, in that one is naked, then you must clothe them. In that one is hungry, you must feed them. In that one is in prison, you must go to them. Like last night before this sister left, I had my brigade ready to go to prison. And I said, I don't seem to feel that we're going to need them. And they sent her back in 1 hour. Miracle! You have four sisters. Sister Wilson, is it? Wilson?
Wilson.
Four sisters.
Yes.
Two brothers.
Yes.
All of them are gone.
Yes.
Your sisters are Bessie.
Bessie.
Ruth.
Ruth.
Carrie.
Carrie.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Carrie, your favorite sister, was born on August.
Yes.
Listen to me now. You're all carried away. Born on August 9.
Yes, August 9. That's right. That's
your
right.
Brothers were George.
Yes.
And I don't seem to hear the other one, but it isn't important. It's not important. Mose? Mose.
Mose, yes.
All right.
My
hands
God,
clasped.
Mose.
Your husband worked for the railroad company for many years.
Well,
he was a porter, and he was injured unloading heavy trunk, big heavy trunks.
Yes.
Big black heavy trunk, I see in my mind.
Yes.
And after all that, they fired him just before he was due to get his pension because he was black.
Black, and he was so black.
And you just lost him. You just lost him back there in Louisiana last year.
Yes.
Well, it's good when Sister Bennett said to come. She said to come to my house.
Thank God.
Because I'm going to give you a double portion of the Spirit today.
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Hands clasped. For 8 long years, you suffered with this condition.
Yeah.
Paralyzed with a stroke that affected your limbs.
Can't walk.
Arthritis of the spine.
Can't walk.
And your limbs have withered. Your knees won't bend properly.
That's right.
And you can't stand. Now, come on, folk. Don't let your faith down. Now, don't let your faith down now.
Help me, Jesus.
You saw the woman, Sister Cunningham. You walk around, Sister Cunningham.
Help
don't
me,
crowd.
Jesus.
People, don't crowd her. Just let Sister Cunningham walk out of here that was paralyzed, that came all the way from Texas. You saw her dancing like a little child. I heal her, and I want you to take a look at her. I want you to take a look at her as she walks. You saw her dance like a child, moving her arms. Now, child.
Yeah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
She come out of my seat. Come out of my seat.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got a little dog? You got a little dog. He's nearly 2,000 miles away from here. Over 2,000 miles, I see.
Yeah.
Casey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, on that, you know you've not told anyone anything about your life here.
No.
You've not told a soul.
No.
I don't know you.
No.
Now in the name of God, socialism, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Take your time, sister. Take your time. Don't. Please, don't push. Don't help. I mean, brother, don't. Just. It's all right if you fall. Try again. Up. I said, in the name of the greatest name on earth, socialism. God is love. Love is socialism. In the name of that which I am, in my name, God, socialism, on your feet, 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 on your feet.
It's all right.
On your feet! On your feet!
Nurse,
nurse, nurse! Nurse, Jack, Jack, Jack! Now,
oh.
now! Spirit! 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 Clear the line! Clear the line! Sister, has it been eight years?
Yeah.
8 years.
8 years.
Now go. Now I want you to move faster. Move. Move. In the name. In the name. In the name. Jesus.
Hey.
Jesus.
Hey.
Jesus. Sister. Sister, I want you to move back here faster. I know you're having trouble with your bladder. She's also got a growth on her bladder that's causing that pressure. You want to urinate. Don't worry about it. Just move fast now. Just move. You're not used to being on your feet. Now move them. Move them. Lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up. Where are your feet? Why don't you try it? Lift them up. Spirit. Spirit. Lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up. God. Lift them up. Now turn. Don't let her go to the cancer until she gets better walking than that. She's got to get better walk than that. Again, go back. Move, sister. I command you in my name, the name of God. So listen. Now just lift your leg. Lift it. Lift it. Lively. Lively, sister. Just come on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Now. On. 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 Now, run, 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 go, 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 all right, blessed be the name of God. It's all right now, child. It's all right. Take her and get the cancer. Take it. It's all right now, child. Blessed, blessed. Praise his name. Praise his name.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we serve. Yes, we serve. Yes, we serve. There's a sister here that's discouraged about the broken bones that you have. Three of them. Now you keep your faith. You keep your faith because the stream is moving. If we'll be honorable in faith and you do your part in your offering today, sister, if you make your commitment, and by the way, everyone should make it now as humbly as we can because it's a day of opportunity. This is a day of opportunity. Each of you get your envelopes and make a just contribution to this holy cause. There's no other cause that can cause cripples to walk. There's no other cause that can cause people to have cancers drop. That's for the needy. There's no other cause that can cause cancer to fall off the face from pictures and open blinded eyes. There's no other cause. Good God. This woman's a stranger. To me, I have never met her in my life, but the Spirit of God has met her and made her ever with whole. And I suppose none but Sister Bennett has met her. I do not know her, but I shall say this. The same Spirit can raise you and will raise the one I just promised. It will raise you. Did you hear what I said? Keep your faith and let that faith be. I don't care how infirm you are. But right now, I believe that it is most in order that everyone take an envelope and give as generously, because yesterday, we had three people leave this building, just as I warned you. One was shot, called back in, left this building. Another loved one, a son, was shot. Another one was stabbed. And the only one that was able to keep their protection called on me last night. Someone was about to be stabbed and you called Jim, Jim, Jim. Yes, yes. And it saved you. But what time was it? After 12 o'clock. All right. Now please, each of you take your envelope and be as generous as you can. Because if we have to appeal, you'll lose your protection. To whom much is given, much is required. No Cadillacs here, no Lincolns here. There's no alligator shoes here. There's no wristwatch even on this wrist. There's no rings. It's all been turned in for the people's ministry. And we have the senior citizen homes, the convalescent centers, the orphans home, the children's home, rather, and the glorious dormitories with 109 students. Two of our minority students now studying medicine that would not have had it if it had not been for this church. We've got the proof of our work. You can just look around at the facilities here and in Redwood Valley and see that salvation has come to this house. And if anything you wish to pledge, put it down. A word of encouragement to someone that thinks that they're in trouble over the telephone, and we'll take care of that. They think they're in trouble. They've been stopped in a city outlying, and they think they're in trouble, but I just told him that if they would follow two simple instructions, they would be free. And this spirit is not confined to this room. If you will have faith, you can project it, and you'll find people here that you love everywhere. If you will not encompass me or try to restrict me to this particular zone. Now before you give, look in your heart. Sister on the front row stand that was dead for 2 hours. Show them. 2 hours, and when I told you she would come back, she was free of arthritis. Yes, my God. Look at the sister there, 97 years of age, Sister Ever, that was dying of a respiratory condition, and I lifted her till now she cooks in one of those beautiful self-managing senior citizen homes. Look at the sister in the second row there, operated 5 times for cancer. Nix, the sister that was 5 years in a wheelchair, just like this woman, 8 years. Now she's out. This is 5 years. What did 5 years do? 5 years. Now walking. 5 long years. Now you've seen the salvation of God. There they are. And I could go on down the list. There's a woman given up with cancer, spread all over her body. The Reverend's wife, Church of God pastor's wife, healed. Cancer all over her body. And it went away. When they went to the doctor, he was amazed. It was all gone. You have a responsibility to this. Now, if we were buying Cadillacs, it'd be different. But we've got people's buses out there. We've got a lake, a pond up there with catfish that feed everybody in this house and all your grandbabies and all your in-laws and outlaws. We've had so many catfish and we've got to transport them to other ponds. You say, what are you getting all those catfish for? You better stick close because I know something you don't. Say, I'm in Houston. Well, you're now part of us. Brother and Sister Crane, you ought to all follow Brother and Sister Crane. There ought to be that people's mission right down there, and you ought to all follow them as they are following the Christ that's in this work. And when the time comes, we'll bring you up there for those catfish ponds. And if you don't come, you'll perish. You'll be notified 2 weeks before the time. But when we say come, you drop whatever you're doing. Don't you look back in the house. Don't you go back and look on the roof. Don't you go back to give suck. Did you hear what I said? Don't you even go back to give suck to any old idea or opinion. Any old infant that you've been trying to cradle along. Don't you give suck to any old child. That, I'm not talking about natural because it's a parable. Don't you be sucking anything then. You just leave all that old system. Sister, I said the day that was prevented her life was saved here. She said, can I be in a certain church back there and serve you? I said, no. Follow Sister Crane and Brother Crane. That's the only ones. I said, you cannot, and there's no way you're going to have to come out. A sister like this that sings, you're going to have to come out from amongst those unclean vessels back there. You're never going to be able to sit back under pastor's anniversaries anymore. You'll be unclean. You'll be unclean. If you sit back under pastor's wives' teas and pastor's anniversaries and pastor's birthdays and pastor's appreciation day, you'll be unclean. I said, come out. I said, come out and be your shepherd. You heard Reverend Hill, this precious minister who stood up here and told you about the cancer that he was healed of, and his wife there in their 80s, and his sister, the back brace that she'd worn all those years, he didn't get it by staying in an institution. He came out. I say, you can't stay in. If you want to come out of your wheelchairs, don't go visiting those old strop churches, those jackleg preachers next Sunday, because you'll never get healed. I said it, and I'll say it again, with or without this microphone working right. Be ye separate. Be ye separate. Be ye not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith this Christ has made you free, and be not a slave again. We need to get rid of all of our slave names and all of our slave church names and separate ourselves. Come out, because you'll find no place that can heal people and bring them back. 209 people. In this ministry in Los Angeles, raised from the dead in public auditoriums. 209 across this nation, it has been reportedly 1,673 that were dead, like brother here that was in the morgue and was going to do an autopsy. We've had witnesses just like that here in Los Angeles, where they were in the morgue, and we had one in Dallas, Texas, where they were in the morgue. And she would not be denied. And she ran through the morgue and put the picture on her child. And up from the grave he rose. But I'll tell you this. The race goes to the swift. The price is high.
You cannot carry along that carcass of the old church system because it'll kill you. You know what dead bodies do if they're wrapped around you? They'll destroy you. And the old church system, the institutions of man made by the honky slave system, they will kill you, they will destroy you, they will rob you of your first love. You've got to separate yourself and come out. I hope you heard me well. I don't get many amens when we talk about this, but I said you have to come out.
Right.
Be ye holy, even as I am holy. Be ye separate, even as I am separate. Be ye clean, even as I am clean.
Hallelujah.
Blessed. Now, I was taking an offering, not for a man, but for the cause of God. I won't handle a penny of it. But will you get your offerings in quickly? Everyone should have an envelope today. If you wish to remain in the Lamb's book, you better respond to what you've seen today. Peace. Tuesday raised from the dead, going there down the aisle. See her? She doesn't look like she's dead now. Front row. Front of the left row. Well, it's warm in the house, but I'm glad for one thing, it's warm in the heart here today. God is real. If now our sister... No, I hear a word. I hear a word. I'm going to ask our sister to sing, but we must proceed. Manicure. Blessed. Hands clasped. Blessed. Now give her the instruction I told you now. Give her the instruction. The nurse, Jack, the nurse got to give her instruction. She's got to follow it. Hands clasped, please. Follow through. Blessed. It's the warmest day I've ever had in Los Angeles, but it's the effective day. It's a day when we're going to get some things done. I like the challenge of heat. A lot of these preachers even mentioned me on the radio today, and so we got people come in here to see. Well, I let them see, and I'm not finished yet. Stand up and sit down just once. Count him. Pass in front of everyone. There will be one day when everybody will have to follow and get out of here. You won't be following a Pied Piper, you'll be following the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Class. One woman here that spit up the cancer. Before we had through, we had to get it out of two more people. Don't let that happen because of lack of sympathy. You've got to have feeling. The other night a woman... Was it Thursday, wasn't it? Fell dead back here with a stroke. Paralyzed on her entire side. And then her lifeless condition. Heart stopped. Unloving attitudes caused it. Ungenerous, uncharitable attitudes caused it. I went back and worked over her with feverish love and compassion and restored her, brought her back. But I want to tell you, there, yes, my precious, yes. But I want to tell you, the ones that caused it, she looks good and lively now, but the ones that caused it were in some serious trouble. Later that morning following, we got a message from one, Carol Timmons, said she didn't like who she was sitting by. And she